You're listening to How to Win with Mike Moore, the podcast that provides you with practical insights on how to win in every arena of life.
God wants His people to prosper, and I believe that He's anointed me to help you to prosper, to go from one level to another level all year. And we're going to break poverty and lack and scarcity, unfulfilled desire over your life. It's going to take you to another level of abundance in God. Come on, take this journey with me. How to Win Our Prosperity Edition 2024.
Are you ready to break free from the chains of anxiety, stress, and depression? Mike Moore, author and founding pastor of Faith Chapel and host of the How to Win podcast, is here with his new book, Help, My Mind is Under Attack. Learn how to overcome attacks on your mind and live an emotionally healthy life. Grab your copy now, available as ebook on Amazon and paperback on MikeMoore.com. Embark on your journey to complete mental health and emotional peace.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore, and welcome to the How to Win podcast. These podcasts are based off 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Listen, I'm so glad to have you with us today. We're going to continue a series that I began some episodes ago entitled, The God of Abundance. Listen, this is a powerful series. It has changed my life, changed my ministry, and it's changing and will change your life. Now, we're on our fifth lesson. Our fifth lesson and our subtopic for this lesson is getting prepared mentally for abundance. This is part two. In our fourth episode, we talked about getting prepared mentally for abundance, and we talked about a stewardship mindset. In this second part, we're going to talk about the purpose mindset. The purpose mindset. We're talking about getting prepared. You know, God wants to bring and manifest abundance in our lives, but it's so important that we be prepared for the abundance. So having a stewardship mindset, and then today having a purpose mindset, prepares us to be able to manage the abundance in an effective and efficient way. Now, here's a statement. I made this statement in our last episode. You're not prepared for abundance if you do not understand the purpose for the excess. Now, in our last episode, I talked about understanding stewardship, our call to be good stewards. Well, we're talking about purpose today, and you're not prepared for abundance if you don't understand the purpose for the excess. And abundance has to do with having more than enough, overflow, beyond what's necessary and what's needed. That's what I mean by excess. So let's get into this and let's talk about purpose. Let's get on the same page. Purpose is the reason someone or something was created. Secondly, purpose is the reason something was given. Now, I believe that God gives His people the power to get wealth. I believe that it's God's will for you to have more than enough, to have an excess, to have too much. But what is the purpose? Why is it that God gives us the power to get wealth? Why is it that God wants us to have more than enough? That leads us to the second question. We talked about what purpose is. Now let's talk about why is understanding purpose critical? Why is understanding the purpose of the excess critical? Well, here's the answer. When we have a full understanding of why God wants believers to have more than enough, more than what we personally need, then we will believe God for abundance with the right motive. You see, only when we understand the purpose can we believe for it with the right motive. And I often, you know, from time to time, having began the renewal process in my own mind, I wonder why this is so difficult for people to see it. I don't fully understand because it, you know, we in many environments, when you talk about having more than enough and having abundance, having excess, having too much, overflow, people naturally connect some negative context to that, like greed. Okay, that's greed. That's running after money. I don't understand why I have to be greedy to have more than what I need. I don't understand why that has to be materialism, because I want more than enough. And I hope after this lesson, you'll understand that this has absolutely nothing to do with greed, has nothing to do with a misplaced focus, has nothing to do with materialism, but it's important that you understand the purpose. Then you can pray for an abundance. See, I have my faith on abundance. I mean, an abundance. I want to have more than enough all the time. Now, listen at this. In the kingdom, motive is important. You know, I've said this in years past, that really God only has about four concerns when it comes to material possessions and wealth. God is concerned about our priorities. He's concerned about our motives. He's concerned about our attitude. Are we willing to share with others? And he's concerned about our trust. Who or what are we placing our trust in? So we see motive is important. In fact, James 4, 2, the second verse, the latter part of the second verse, to the third verse in the New Living Translation says, yes, you don't have what you want because you don't ask for it. James says there are things that we don't have simply because we don't ask for it. But then he says, and even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Now, that's not what I'm teaching. That's not what I'm talking about. I am very, very sincere about both sides of the matter. I believe that God wants to bless his people, and I don't shy away from that. I believe God wants you to be blessed personally. But this, what I'm teaching, doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop about my own comfort, my own pleasure, my own well-being. Yes, that is important, because if you're not blessed, you can't help nobody else. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about having more than enough because of a God purpose, and that's what we're talking about. Now, listen to this statement and see, can you agree with it? God is not wasteful. God is not wasteful. He's extravagant, but he's not wasteful. Let's look at John chapter 6, and then we'll define our terms. John chapter 6, verse 1 through 13 in the New Living Translation. We have John's record of the feeding of the 5,000. Now, this feeding of the 5,000 is recorded in all four Gospels. But John talks about this, and he talks about how Jesus goes up in the hill, up in the mountain. He sees the multitude coming. And the Bible says that he asked one of his disciples about resources because he knew what he was going to do. he was going to feed this multitude of people. And so we're going to get in this context. So he takes five loaves, two fish, and he feeds 5,000 men plus women and children. Now, God is not wasteful, but he is extravagant. So let's look at wasteful. Wasteful simply means to misuse or to use something in a wrong way or for the wrong purpose. You're wasteful if you misuse something, if you use it in the wrong way, if you use it for the wrong purpose, then that's waste. But waste is also not using the resources, the giftings, the callings on our lives. That would be wasteful too. God gave us something that he wanted us to give to the world, and we chose to not do it, then that was a waste of our unique calling, giftings, and blessings on our lives. So God is not wasteful, but he is extravagant. Extravagant simply means excess, over the top. God is excessive. He blesses us in an excessive way. That's what I'm trying to get across in the whole series, that God is excessive. He's over the top. He never just come up to the top. He's over the top. So when we look at this text in John 6, 1 through 13, the feeding of the 5,000, after the multitude is fed, the 12th verse says that Jesus said, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." Gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. They gathered the leftovers, and it was 12 basketfuls over and above what hath been given to the 5,000. Gather the leftovers, Jesus said, so that nothing be wasteful, because God is not wasteful. Now, the excess was 12 baskets of leftovers. Now, that's interesting if we think about it for just a moment. God knew exactly how many people that were in that crowd. He knew that were 5,000 men plus women and children. God didn't need a calculator to calculate how many people was in the crowd. He didn't really need a survey to find out. They did survey the crowd. They did count the crowd. That's how we know that it was 5,000 men plus women and children. But God didn't need that. And here, it was God who multiplied the loaves and the fish. God did that. Why didn't God just multiply just enough? Come on, say just enough. He knew. Why? What is this business with multiplying the loaves and the fish and have 12 basket left over? Surely God could have multiplied just enough. Come on, say just enough. But the excess, follow me now, the excess was not for those who had eaten. It was not for those people in the crowd who had eaten. Now, listen at this. The 11th verse says that the crowd, the people in the crowd, the 5,000 men plus women and children, that they all ate as much as they wanted. They all ate as much as they wanted. The 12th verse says, after everyone was full, so there was nobody that left the crowd who didn't eat as much as they want. In fact, they could eat and then ask for more, because the Bible says they ate as much as they wanted. So some people may have wanted more, some people may have wanted less, but they ate as much as they wanted. And in fact, everybody left full, the Bible says. So here's a question. What if Jesus had prayed for just enough? What if he had prayed for just enough and there was no leftovers? then everybody in the crowd would have been satisfied. What if he had prayed for just enough? If he had, then God's purpose for the leftovers would not have been fulfilled. I want you to think with me now. I want you to think with me. Maybe, we don't know for sure, maybe the excess, the 12 baskets left over, were for the 12 apostles, the 12 disciples that was actually passing out the food. Because think about it, when they were serving the crowd, they weren't eating. I mean, they weren't serving and eating. No, no, no. They were working. They were serving just maybe the 12 baskets speak to the 12 apostles. That would make sense because the Bible says the laborer is worthy of his hire. The Bible says whatsoever good thing we do for another person or for others, the same will come back to us. The word says give and it shall be given unto you. So maybe the leftovers were for the 12 apostles. And if that's the case, then if Jesus had multiplied just enough, God had multiplied just enough, the disciples would have gone without. Or maybe, just maybe, remember the fish and the loaves was the little boy's lunch. Maybe the principle of seed time and harvest was working, and maybe God, Jesus, gave the leftovers to the little boy and his family. That was sick. We don't know, but we do know that God had a purpose for the leftovers because he said, gather the leftovers so there not be a waste. Now listen, it's obvious that he wasn't going to take the food and go and put it in the dumpster like some restaurants do at the end of the week or end of the day. No, he wasn't going to take the food and just throw it away. God had a purpose for the excess. Now listen. I think that it is a form. You got to follow me now. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I think it is a form of selfishness and negligence on our part, you and me, our part, to not believe for abundance. If God has a purpose for us having more than enough, and just maybe God wants us to be in a position to bless people, and just maybe there's somebody that you don't even know, just maybe God wants you to have more than enough so you can be a channel of blessings. So I think it really doesn't amount to whether you personally have a need for more. It doesn't speak to whether you desire more. Well, I don't need all that. You know, I shared something early in my Christian experience. I was a babe in Christ. My mind had not been renewed. And I remember at work one day, on my lunch break, praying a prayer like this, talking to God. And I said to God, listen, I don't want much in life. I just want to be comfortable. Now, listen to that statement. I literally said that. Can you believe I could say something like that? I said, I don't want much in life. You know, I just want to be comfortable. Now, I didn't know it, and God knew I didn't know it, but that was a selfish prayer because that was just about me. As we close, let's look at some illustrations, a couple of illustrations of when God's purpose for the excess is fulfilled. In Exodus 36, verse 5 and 7, after Moses had instructed the people to bring an offering for the building of the tabernacle, listen what it says. It says, and they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service for the work which the Lord commanded to do. For the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed, too much. Now, this is the building of the tabernacle, and God uses people to facilitate and finance his work in the earth. So after the people came out of Egypt, God had this desire, because it was in eternity past. God wanted to dwell among his people. He had said to Moses, I want to build me a tabernacle, and my presence is going to manifest in that tabernacle. That tabernacle was a type of the body of Christ. It was a type of the believer. God comes to live in us. But before the redemptive work of Christ, in that old covenant, God dwelt in the tabernacle, and he dwelt in the temple, and he would manifest and come on individual servants throughout the Old Testament. He had not yet come in individuals. That's a new covenant experience. But God says, I want me a building. I want me a place where I'm going to dwell among my people, and I'm going to bring my my glory down in that tabernacle. And I want the people to bring me an offering. I want them to bring me an offering. And the people voluntarily, because the scripture said they did it willingly, they brought so much that the people that were working and organizing the building of the tabernacle went to Moses and said, stop the people from bringing. The scripture says they had to restrain the people from bringing because they had enough and more than enough. In fact, the text said they had too much to finish the work. Now we see why when Israel got ready, when God got ready to bring Israel out of Egyptian bondage in Exodus chapter 3, verse 21 through 22, God says, now I'm going to bring you out with a mighty hand, but I don't want you to come out empty handed. I don't want you to come out broke. I want you to go, and I want you to command them to give the wealth to you. The Bible said they came out with silver and gold. And the first thing he told them, he said, I want you to put that on your sons and your daughters. But that was God's concern about his people. But once they got in the wilderness, and they had more than what they needed. He said, now I want you to bring me an offering. Now think about it. The reason they could bring so much is because God gave them so much. God gave them an excess. God wants to give you an excess so that you can help finance and facilitate God's work in the earth. Another example is the parable of the Good Samaritan over in Luke chapter 10, verse 33 through 35 and 37. If you read in the New King James Version, it says that a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And it says that he fell among thieves, and the thieves came on him and stripped him of his clothes and beat him and wounded him and left him half dead. And it says that there came a priest coming from church, coming from the temple, came by and saw the wounded man, looked at him, and passed by on the other side. Then a Levite, another religious person, a servant of God, came the same way, stood off, saw the wounded man, passed by on the other side. And then a certain Samaritan came, and the Samaritan saw the wounded man, and he was moved with compassion. Thank God he was moved with compassion, but compassion always manifests in actions. So he went to the man, and the Bible says that he bound the wounds of the man, poured in wine and oil to medicate his body, and then he took that man, lifting him up on his own animal, and he rode that man to an inn. When he got to the end, the Bible said he took care of the man. And then when he got ready to leave, he gave the innkeeper, the Good Samaritan gave the innkeeper $2 denarii. And there's some debate about how much that was. Some people said it was 2 days' wages. Others says it was as much as 2 months, that the innkeeper could keep the man for 2 months. And then he said to the innkeeper, if you spend more on this man, when I come back, I'll repay you everything that you gave beyond what I left here, the Good Samaritan. And then Jesus in the parable said, go and do likewise. Think about it. Think about it. This is not deep. Think about it. The only reason the Good Samaritan could help this man beyond compassion, because we don't know. We don't know. We don't know for sure whether the priest had sympathy, wanted to, but didn't have the resources, or the Levite may have wanted to, but didn't have the resources, or maybe they just didn't care. We don't know. But we do know that this Good Samaritan not only had compassion, but he had actions. He had the resources to be able to help this person. If he didn't have an animal and he didn't have money and he didn't have the resources, he would have felt sympathy, but he wouldn't have been able to help the man. That's not deep. If you only have just enough, you cannot help anybody else. I just think this is too simple for us to not get it. And the very fact that people preach against it, now I know that any message, any doctrine can be abused. And I know that people may exploit the message of prosperity. I know that. But we don't need to throw the baby out because the water is dirty. Let's just clean the water, okay? And let's keep the baby. People cannot fulfill God's purpose for the excess if they don't have excess. If you don't have more than what you need, and stop praying, God, just take care of me and my family and we're going to be fine. No, no, no. Stop saying, oh, that's not necessary. I got what I need. God didn't promise that he was going to give us more than enough. He promised to take care of it. Stop saying that. You're taking that text out of scripture, out of context. You're not diving into that text in Philippians 4:19. That's not just a need text. That's an abundance text. He'll supply your need out of his riches and glory. He didn't say he'll supply your need out of his need or out of his lack. It says out of his riches, which means he's going to supply the need according to, in proportion to his ability to supply the need, which means he's going to always give you more than what you need. Now, listen, the purpose of the excess is not for you. It's not for you. The overflow, all that, because God wants you to have more than what you need, like the people in the feeding 5,000. They ate as much as they wanted. They were full. God wants you to have more than what you need to be full, but he wants you to have an excess so that you'll be in a position to finance God's work in the earth, and you'll be in a position to help those that are in need. The purpose for the excess. I know you got some out of this. I am out of time. But listen, we still got a good ways to go. We still got some things I want to share with you. I pray that you have a good rest of the week, and I look forward to seeing you next time.